You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Help? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's have a holly jolly Christmas.
Also joining us, I just wasn't ready for that.
That's the fakest thing I've ever said in my life.
Yeah, also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
It's the best time of the year.
I would like a goth version of Holly Jolly Christmas, just really downbeat. Maybe we'll get to work on that. But for now, we're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. And then, I think the most honest thing, help. That's an all lowercase help with a question mark. And Glenn, let's help.
For sure. We know exactly what you're talking about here. No question, our families have problems the same way that you do, some ways worse, in some ways not so much of the craziness, but it's...
I love that you couldn't even ever the word better. In some ways, just not as worse.
Not as worse, exactly, but it's...
It's just bad.
It's just all bad. Okay, so that's the thing is, Christmas is I actually hate that song. That's why I was joking about it on the opening, Holly Jolly Christmas. I hate the idea of Christmas is like a forced happiness. It's like the music's saying, we're all happy. What's your problem? It's like, well, my family sucks. That's what my problem is. But I think it's there's a bit of denial going on there that we need to cut through.
I think that's absolutely right. And Jed, in many ways, December is the traditional month of denial.
It is.
How do we push back against that?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing is, particularly in kind of messed up families, there are almost roles that people play, right? And so you've got the racist uncle saying awful things. He's never the problem. No one's ever calling him out on reining himself in. You know, you've got, you know, the dude who's just pitching a fit about everything. And then you've got the people who are supposed to just kind of put up with all of this. and just...
It's Christmas.
Exactly. I have a suspicion if you've written this question to us, you've been put in the put up with it category.
Right.
That's just your job. That's your role in this cruel charade that we're having. And, you know, there can be a sense, I think, at the holidays of that's almost like a moral obligation, is to pretend everything's okay and just put up with it and just make nice. That's the good thing to do, almost like that's the religious thing to do, that's what will lead to happiness for everyone, is that you just pretend everything is great, just play make-believe, and that's what we need you to do here. And that certainly doesn't sound right when we start to look at it, but as we usually do on the show, it's good to dive in and not make any assumptions and actually ask, should you be playing make-believe? If you just dunked yourself in denial, said, nope, it's great, and I have a smile plastered on my face. If you did that, would things be better? If you could just shut off the way you feel inside and just go along to get along, would things be better? I have a suspicion the answer will find, but we owe it to you to actually look at that and ask that question.
Sure thing, Uncle Rick. Maybe the Flemish are the problem. Didn't even know that was a racist thing, but... maybe you're right. And we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Live.
You wish you degrees that get worse by degrees. So you steal from the poor as you please. Take the rights and the justice they need. You make unjust laws. Then the widow you crush with your jaws. And the orphans you prosecute all. Robbing from those with nothing at all.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's have a toxic, toxic Christmas. Couldn't think of anything to rhyme with toxic.
I think the repetition really works. Yeah, it's very poetic.
Yeah. Well, it's you want to say it twice.
Sure.
That's what it is in a lot of places.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
That's lyrical prowess, my friend.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a Christmas where you just play the Britney Spears song Toxic instead of any other Christmas music.
Okay.
That would be an improvement.
It very well may be. We're going to ask you a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my family is messed up and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. help. And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed, I think, making a very good point. We don't want to skip over the idea of just assuming, well, you make-believe is bad and, you know, you don't want to give into it. But we think it might be. Let's look at the other side of make-believe, which is the scary idea of the truth.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a sense of it maybe be better if we papered over the truth and we don't want to, you know, just have a hard, cold look at what's going on here. And, you know, maybe it feels like on some level, maybe it'd be good if we just kind of glossed over a little bit of what's going on here. I think that sets us up for problems down the road, however. I think that's going to lead to us not being prepared for things. Things build up, and then they really go poorly down the road. So let's look at accepting the truth and dealing with that and receiving that, but also looking at the whole truth. Is there one cousin at the family get-together that you really are looking forward to seeing and not letting that overshadow everything else that's going on, for example?
I think that's a really great point. Jed, obviously, you know, being honest with a situation is great, is a healthy thing to do. But as Glenn points out, it's also tricky to kind of, you can't be honest for other people.
Sure.
So how do you take your willingness to kind of face what the reality of your messed up family is into a situation where you got to deal with said messed up family?
That's a great question. Let's look at a slightly different example for a moment. If you wake up one day and you've got a toothache, and it happens to the best of us, you have two options here. One is you can say, it's probably not a big deal. I'm going to go to the dentist, get this checked out, fixed, whatever. Probably not too much. Or you can say, I don't really have a toothache. I'm just not going to worry about it. All right. And that first one, it's a little bit unpleasant. It's a little bit inconvenient, but the problem is solved. It's you know, we can move forward. That second one, it feels like the easier option in the moment, but man, is that going to cause us problems, because that toothache's going to get worse, and then it's going to get worse, and then it's going to be a lot harder to fix. Well, it turns out most problems in life actually work similarly, where if we're afraid of facing things, if we're afraid of looking at them, if we're afraid of trying to fix them, over time, they actually just get a lot worse. I mean, a whole lot. By contrast, most problems in life, really, if we'll face them head on, if we'll look at them for what they are, we can move forward, and oftentimes a lot easier than we thought we could. These are problems that are more solvable than we would have assumed that they are. But again, the key ingredient there is honesty. The question we need to ask is, can people handle us being honest?
And with that, we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
Yeah!
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just ready for Christmas to be over already.
Yes. Recording date, December 2nd.
Yeah.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Don't worry, just 390 days till Christmas 2019.
They just keep coming, don't they?
Save us all. We are continuing to answer questions that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in anytime you want. Our question this week says, my family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Help. So, Glenn, we'll close out that last segment with Jed looking at the idea of being honest with yourself, and then maybe trying to be honest with other people, but the idea of, are there people ready to handle the honesty? So where do we go from there?
Well, the right people will be ready, and, you know, there is that. But I think it's also about looking at what the dishonesty brings into that situation. In other words, if you're being fake, I think people pick up on that, and they say, well, he's acting nice. That must mean he really, really can't stand being here. And when you're being deceptive about that, they are reading all sorts of things into every little thing that you're doing. And it starts to get bigger and bigger in their mind. Like, he hates us. He hates everything. You're much better off, as I said one Christmas not too long ago, you know, I love you, Grandma, but I'm going to have to name my first ulcer after you. Now, here's the thing. She knew she was driving me nuts. She knew that this was an accurate reflection of my feelings, both that I love her,
yeah.
I really do, and because I love her, I'm putting up with a lot.
Yes.
You can tell how much I love you, because a person who wouldn't love you would just tell you, beat it.
Yeah.
So I've put up with a lot because of the love. Also, I'm forming an ulcer, so would you like to shift it into neutral? This is reality. I'm giving the how I really feel, the whole ins and outs of it, the ups and downs of the positives and negatives. And so that's going to keep things from building into a resentment, building into sort of a reading into nuances of behavior. Grandma can live with that statement. She does need to shift it into neutral on a few things. And I can take the return fire on that as well.
Absolutely. Jed, where do we go from there?
Bottom line, Glenn is right. The right people will want you to be honest. They'll actually celebrate that about you. And a lot of ways, that's how you know when you've got good relationships. When you can be honest, you can keep it real, and no one is judging you or looking down on you, that's the good stuff. When you can be honest, and they can say, yeah, me too. I know what that feels like. That's what we want. That's the place we're looking for. And as Glenn pointed out in our last segment, you may have people in your family who can do that. That's probably not everybody. But you may have a cousin or an aunt or an uncle that wants that honesty and can celebrate that with you and embrace the real you. And that's the good stuff. And that will also help a lot in dealing with the people that are on some foolishness and that aren't acting right. The question that this all leads to and that we need to ask is, how does God feel about us and about honesty? Because, you know, in the month of December, we're kind of told to put on our best face with family, but we're also kind of told to put on our best face with religious stuff, too. Like, maybe God wants us to front off the same way our family wants us to front off. And I think we want to dig in and say, is that true? Can God handle us being honest?
That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Griping is reason for the season.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Truer words have ne'er been spoken.
Indeed. We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Help. And it is indeed that season. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. Chestnuts are roasting on an open fire. And we're preparing a little vat of secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, the very good question we landed on in that last segment was, there may or may not be people in our family who can handle us being honest, but can God? And what would you say to that?
Well, for sure. He can. Not only can he handle us being honest, but if he already knows what's going on, it must look pretty odd from his perspective if we're trying to lie to him about it and put on a better face than what's really there. The truth is, if you look at the actual Christmas story itself, there's a lot of raw reality going on there. This isn't exactly a happy story for the people in it. It's happy for us and what it represents. But the truth is, for us, we want to look at having that honesty be a foundation for our relationship with God. I think that's absolutely essential. You can't have a relationship with anybody if it's all just fakeness and politeness back and forth. I'm polite to the person in the grocery store that asks me, how are you doing today, sir? Would you like some kumquats? And I say, I'm having struggles and forget about the kumquats, whatever it is. The more honesty, the more depth of relationship exists there, the more that it's surfacey, the less meaningful that relationship is.
I think that's absolutely right. It's a very interesting point because a lot of times maybe we don't think about that key aspect if we're either kind of new to the Christian thing or grew up in certain environments. The Bible clearly says that God knows the things you think as you're thinking them. So being honest or not, as Glenn points out, is kind of a moot point as far as God knowing what's going on there. So then it's worth looking at, but the Bible does say that it wants us to be honest. It says cast all your cares upon him and bring kind of everything to him. So why might that be? And I think the answer, at least on some level, is honesty is good for us. It's good for us to, as these guys have been saying this whole episode, to be clear with ourselves on where we stand, to kind of be able to say that out loud. And then, as we've been mentioning throughout the show, we need a safe place to pour that stuff out. We need a safe place where we're not going to be judged on, we're not going to be looked down on, we're going to be accepted when we put that out. And the harsh reality, as we pointed out, is a lot of us would love to get that from our families, and we don't. And that's true of the people on this show. But we always have that with God. That's always a place to go to be 100% raw and put those things out there so we can hear ourselves say them, so we can put it out, have that experience of being accepted when we do. That's what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.